everybody, and welcome to Binary Revolution Radio, episode number 201. I am Stango.
Wait. It's not Binary Radio. We ended that round at 200.
This isn't 201?
No.
Well, all right, what are we?
Hacker Public Radio.
Hacker Public Radio? What is?
Yeah.
What's Hacker Public Radio?
Don't you remember, you know, you and Bill talking about it way back in the day, and we decided to do this Top Tech Radio thing and combine it and make Hacker Public Radio?
Oh, yes, now I remember. Actually, yes, we are doing episode one of Hacker Public Radio, and the other voice you heard is that of our good friend Enigma.
Yes, that would be me.
And we are going to do episode one, and this is going to be an overview of exactly what is Hacker Public Radio. Joking aside, this is the debut episode of a new show, and we're going to tell you all about what the show is about, how it came about, what the future is, and the plans we have for the show, and hopefully answer any questions you might have so that we can get a lot of participation and a lot of great content for what we hope will be a very long-running show. Now,
a community-related type show that we also love with Twatek is now going to be called Hack Public Radio because that takes my Twatek name.
Not true. Actually, it goes back a little bit further than that. The name HPR, or the idea HPR Hacker Public Radio, actually stems back from the old RFA days, Radio Freak America, when Duel was going to be wrapping up Radio Freak America. Binary Revolution Radio was just starting, or had just started. And Duel was going to take a little time off, and hopefully he and I had the idea of coming back with another show called HPR Hacker Public Radio, which was going to be a little bit more of a serious show. And actually what I had originally envisioned for the show was it was going to be more of a roundtable group discussion show. And that may actually happen, but we'll come back to that later. What I envisioned for Hacker Public Radio was more of a Crossfire-style show with one mediator and people from opposing sides discussing different topics like piracy, good or bad, and we try to get some representatives who supported one view and people who supported a different view and have kind of an actual intelligent conversation and debate about the topic. We wanted to do something a little bit more serious. We have a lot of fun on the shows that we've done, from BinRev to RFA to TWA Tech and all that, but we wanted to try to get something a little bit more serious and a little bit more mainstream as far as the overall feel of the show. Now, we're still going to have fun, don't get me wrong. But that's what the original idea was, and we wanted it to be more community-based insofar as we would have a bunch of different guests on. It wasn't always going to be about the host. If anything, the host was just a mediator, and it was always the guests, the community, that were providing the content. Well, that was the original idea, but it kind of spun a little bit from there when Duel ended Radio Freak America and we were full into Binary Revolution Radio. It was actually the guys over at Infonomicon, Droops, Enigma, who started a show called TWA Tech. And why don't you talk a little bit about that show? Because I know Droops has said that us mentioning HPR on RFA is what kind of motivated him, and that was his idea for TWA Tech all along, was a community-based show, and the only reason he didn't call it HPR then is because he thought we were going to be coming out with it soon, so he went with TWA Tech.
Well, originally, Gossman and Droop started this show called Twat Tech Radio, and it was a joke of a name. It was based off of TWIT. I forget the acronym. Do you remember what the acronym is for TWIT?
I'll find it while you keep talking.
This Week in Tech?
This Week in Tech, that's it.
This Week in Tech. So we called it Today with a Techie, so Twat Tech for short. And I wasn't around at this time. Petrillo, another Infonomicon member, was the admin for that site for about a year before he had real life come up, like all of us do, and decided to step back, and I took it over. And it's been a daily community-based radio. We have a ton of different hosts, varying content. My clip shows in there every once in a while. I mix it up with I've done remixes of Binary Revolution Radio and RFA. I did a Jason Scott DEF CON presentation So I've done pretty much the gamut. I want to get back to the prank phone calls, the like you did with Telephonic Craptacular.
Right.
Or do things like that. I do clip shows. And I also do, you know, serious content as well. But I like to mix it up every once in a while.
Well, and that's actually a good point. The one of the things that's great about HPR, and that was I always enjoyed as a listener of TWATEC, was the fact that we don't really have set topics, insofar as we don't have a limit on no politics or no this or no that, or only talk about hacking or only emphasize freaking. We're actually pretty open-minded on these shows, and we want people to contact us with anything hacking related. And what I mean by hacking related, it's very loosely defined. There's going to be a lot of episodes about Linux because it's very near and dear to the hearts of hackers everywhere. So there's going to be a lot of shows that are just Linux centric. There are going to be a lot of shows that talk about hacking. There's going to be a lot of shows that talk about different programming concepts and techniques. But there's also going to be the occasional show, like I always enjoyed some of the shows that were done about actually survival. I thought those were some great shows. There was a show about caffeine one time, which I thought was interesting. That's something that, you know, you got to admit is certainly in the hacking community and an interest in the hacking community. So all those type of things, anything that's even loosely related. We're even looking ahead to some music-based shows, some hacker-centric music, if you will. Lots of different topics and ideas of what we can do for the show. So if you're listening and you're thinking about, you know, what to expect for the show, well, expect the unexpected, and you might be surprised. If you are listening to this, you might actually have some good ideas. Contact us and let us know. You might actually have some ideas that would fit in really well with the rotation. So let us know if there's a topic that you want to discuss or want someone else to discuss.
Right. We've had shows about, we've had the music shows. I believe Thought Freaker and... there was another one, I can't remember off the top of my head, it's back in the archive, that was just somebody playing music.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, hacker-related. I believe Thought Freaker used different tones, and there was a show about Esperanto, I want to say.
Language.
It was a language that's
sure.
Acted from the Packet Sniffers. It was very interesting, not necessarily a hacking topic, but... And I believe Plexi did some one on chatbots and AI, and we've run the gambit with TWATEC, so I expect more of that with Hacker Public Radio.
Yeah, a lot of variety is what we're hoping for, and as a listener, that's something that I always like, so the more variety, the better, so kind of keep in mind there might be some, basically anything, it doesn't have to be hacking related or about hacking. It just has to be something that may be of interest to hackers, something that a hacker would enjoy listening to. Even gaming, a lot of hackers are into gaming, anime, stuff like that. Maybe anime movie reviews. I know there's a lot of people out there listening that say, oh, I don't know much about hacking, I can't contribute. Well, I know a lot of you watch a lot of anime movies. That kind of stuff I would find interesting. You know, reviews of maybe some of the technologically themed anime movies that are out there, or shows and things like that, recaps, movie reviews, anything like that that's of interest to hackers is perfectly acceptable as a topic. So we don't want to put limits or caps on it. Your imagination, whatever you can come up with, just contact us. And actually, that's probably the next thing we should talk about is how do they contact us, Enigma? How do they contact you, myself, or any of us if they want to, well, actually, we have a couple ways for them to contact us. Why don't you explain?
Well, you can email us directly. You have stankdog@stankdog.com.
Right.
I have my eth0enigma@gmail.com. Or you can go the Hacker Public Radio route, and there's an admin at Hacker Public Radio and a feedback at Hacker Public Radio. Now, the difference is admin is if, like, I have a show idea and I want to run it by one of us, then I would throw it to the admin at Hacker Public Radio. If I had some type of feedback or question or comment about one of the specific shows, I would email the feedback at Hacker Public Radio, and then myself or you or Droops would forward that along to the specific host for that day.
Yeah, so if you had comments or feedback on a particular topic, what we'll do is try to put that, we'll forward that on to the appropriate person. Maybe they can do a follow-up episode later on and clarify. The thing about this show is because it's so, has so many hosts mixed in, it's kind of hard to do email each episode and follow up like we've always done with NREV Radio and other shows, because the hosts are all constantly rotating. It makes that difficult. However, we do still want the feedback. Feel free to send it in anytime you want to, and it just may take a while. It'll be probably an upcoming episode by that same host, which may be a day later and maybe a couple weeks later, but we will forward everything through. And also, since we mentioned, in case it wasn't obvious, the website, of course, would be hackerpublicradio.org. Hackerpublicradio.org. So if you email admin at or feedback at hackerpublicradio.org, those will be the two main email addresses. And as Enigma said, you can contact us directly if you have any problems. But admin will probably be the main point of contact for everything site-related, show-related. You want to volunteer to do episodes. Any technical difficulties, anything like that, most of it's going to siphon through admin at hackerpublicradio.org. Finally, obviously this is a radio show. Our goal here is to be Monday through Friday. Actually, is that correct? I'll let you speak. I don't want to put words in your mouth here.
Yes, we want to do Monday through Friday. I usually don't put a show out on a holiday. But that could change depending on the volume of shows I have. We could theoretically go 7 days a week if we have the volume of shows, but again, we're going to stick with a five-day rotation right now.
Yeah, things may change in the future, but for right now, we're going to do a daily show, weekdays only, so you'll probably get 20 to 22, 23 episodes a month, somewhere in that ballpark range. And the other great thing, too, is we've really gone to great lengths over the past few months, not only in reorganizing and putting all the show together and everything, but we've contacted some great, great people who have volunteered already in advance to start doing episodes of the show, have already given us their commitment that they're going to try to do some shows. So I think we have so many people that we're not going to have too much of a problem with that. So, you know, you'll hear from Enigma and myself occasionally, but give them a few samples of some other great people that are going to be on the shows that have already committed.
So we've got Alanka, Dr. Zigman, Operator, Tom Icon, Mubix, Dan and Pat from the Link Tech Show, Dual Parallel, Jason Scott, Dustman and Zach from the Packet Sniffers, Seal, the creator of the Piracy documentary, Ken Fallon, Peter from the Fresh Ubuntu podcast, and David Yates from Lotta Links. Lotta Linux Link podcast, which is a tongue twister in itself.
Yeah, actually, Droops and I were just on that show too, so he's looking forward to do some episodes on it. As well as, you know, a lot of the people that have been doing DWA Tech, some people have done an episode here and there, some new people that are joining on as well, so it's going to be just a lot of people. I mean, just from the list you named there, just from all those people, I'm looking forward to hearing a lot of great topics from them, so... that should be something to look forward to. So, the website again, hackerpublicradio.org. We've mentioned the email addresses. You know what to expect as far as the show content. And in case we haven't emphasized it enough, the most important thing to emphasize about Hacker Public Radio and the reason that it's called a .org is a .org organization. This is a hacker community, an organization that we're trying to get people together. We want this to be community-based. We do not want this to be, despite the fact that we opened up with a little bit of humor and a joke about BinRev Radio, this is a show in and of itself. It's nothing to do with Binary Revolution Radio. It's nothing to do with Radio Freak America. There's no strict format. You don't have to obey any specific restrictions or content guides other than what we said as far as being of interest to hackers, but you don't have to do email segment and housekeeping unless you want to or choose to. But it's important to understand that this is a community-based thing and everybody's going to do a show a little bit differently. The other thing that's kind of related to that I'm looking forward to, and this is going to be really interesting to see how this works out, Enigma, is the mini-series idea that we're going to be incorporating into the show.
Yeah, it seems to be a really good idea. Troops is going to implement that, and it should be quite interesting.
And, of course, that would be, you know, we do have all these shotgun-type topics where one day you may hear about C programming, the next day you may hear about a new exploit, on the next day you may hear some sort of web hacking topic, and then a movie review or whatever, all over the board. But sometimes there are running topics. Like I know Droops, the best example that I can come up with was what Droops was talking about, and that is some Linux distribution reviews. Droops likes to try a bunch of bootable Linux distros and do review. He wanted to do some reviews of those as episodes of the show. Well, it's a great idea that, yeah, those can be individual episodes, but wouldn't it be cool if we could group them all together on the site? And I guess, for lack of a better word, let's just call it a keyword system. It's a little more than that, but basically put in a keyword or a title for the series of reviews or whatever the topic may be. Like, I'm already looking at doing some database topics. So I may record one episode talking about some database basics. Droops may do one talking about a Linux review. And then 2 weeks later, I might do a second topic that actually builds on the first one. I may do something a little bit more advanced on databases. Droops may do another Linux distro review. But we want them to be kind of tied back to the previous one, especially if they build on each other. Like, I'd like to start with some basic database stuff, and then as it goes on, go into some more advanced things that build on it. So if you listen to the later episode, it would be really handy if you had listened to the first episode, the earlier episode first. So we're going to have these mini-series where we flag these and put them together in sort of a stream in and of themselves. So episode 7, 14, 18, and then maybe not until 32 may all actually be part of one mini-series, and I'm making up the word mini-series, although it's got a ring to it, that you can listen to that mini-series in order and have it make sense, even though they may have been recorded and streamed at different times on the actual show or on the actual podcast itself. And I think that opens up
by miniseries and by hosts, so you can get to it two ways. But it's kind of neat with the whole miniseries. But in theory, two hosts could be doing a miniseries and be grouped into that same. Like I could do a database episode, you could do a database episode, we could tie them together.
Absolutely.
Versus with the same miniseries tag.
Right, same thing with the Linux reviews, other people could do some as well, tie them all under that same banner. And some of the more, I guess, stable or long-running ones might be highlighted on the web page so you could find them easily and searchable and all that kind of good stuff.
Uh-huh.
All right, so... again, if you want to participate, contact us. And is there anything else that we want to mention on this premiere episode?
No, I think we've covered it. All I wanted to say was that shows usually run about, 5 to 20 minutes, but that's just a guideline, not a hard rule. I have shows go for an hour, like yours, Stank, but we won't go there. You have the longest running one yet. And just listen to a couple of Plotech episodes to get the general idea of what we're going for. It's going to be the same format, so check that out and shoot us an email if you have any ideas.
Yeah, and actually that's a good point to bring up too, is that there's no time limit. Again, it goes back to what I said earlier about whatever you want to format, however you want to format your show, that's great. And related to the miniseries, perhaps you have a style that you always want to do. Maybe you do always want to open up with, I don't know, a joke or a mini review or something that you want to do on every episode that you do. You have the freedom to do that. So you can put those all together, and it can all, not only is it a miniseries, but it's almost like a show within a show. So that's kind of an interesting possibility as well. There is no time limit, so some topics may be 5-minute episodes, some topics may be 2-hour episodes. I really don't even think we have a maximum. I mean, I'm not concerned with it, so I guess we'll worry about that as the time comes. But, I can certainly see maybe some presentations that are an hour long being put on the podcast, or recaps of presentations, things like that. And the only thing formatting, and this is probably a good way to close out this first premiere episode, the only thing as far as formatting is, there will be a regular opening theme music done by our good friend Slicko, which really, really is awesome. I love it, I have to say. So every episode will open. You don't have to worry about bringing your own theme music or closing song or any of that kind of stuff, just the content, and then we'll take care of the rest. We're going to put the 30-second opening theme at the beginning of every episode, like the one you heard starting today's show, and then the full version of that same song closing out every show, and an ad probably at the end of each show, depending on if we have sponsors or not, and to help pay for the website and bandwidth that this is going to inevitably cause on our server. And that's about it. So definitely shouts to Slicko for some great, great music. I really like it, and I'm looking forward to this show. I hope everybody listening is. And Enigma, thank you for doing all the work behind the scenes. You don't get nearly enough credit, so thank you for that. And unless you have anything else.
No, I just wanted to shout out all the former hosts of TWAT, and hopefully we can have most of them back for HBR, and that's pretty much it.
I'm sure we will. All of them, and then some more, and then some new ones, and hopefully we'll be still around to maybe do an update, a one-year anniversary, and see how the whole thing went a year from now. But until then, that's going
I'll
to
put it on my calendar, Zach.
There you go. Until then, that's going to do it for this premiere episode of HBR Hacker Public Radio. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. Same hack time.
Same hack. No. This isn't right. We'll see everybody tomorrow on the next episode of HBR.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HBR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.